Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For this Monday, we'll have increasing clouds, highs around 42. Winds will be out of the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with cloudy skies, mid-20s. Winds will be light and variable. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, again, lower 40s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 20s. For Wednesday, isolated rain and snow showers, then a chance of rain, mid-40s. Right now, it's 19.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas Republican lawmakers failed to get a proposed anti-abortion amendment on the state constitution on the ballot. Abortion opponents responded Friday by moving aggressively to block a bipartisan Medicaid expansion plan backed by Democrats and GOP moderates. The amendment would overturn a Kansas Supreme Court decision last year protecting abortion rights. The House vote was 80-43, but supporters were four votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass. Douglas County law enforcement officials are making changes after controversy over how it investigated and prosecuted sexual assault cases. District Attorney Charles Branson said this week that all attorneys and victim witness coordinators in his office have completed a five-hour training course on trauma-informed sexual assault investigations. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Going on now at Rusty Eck Ford. You keep it. We'll give you $3,000 off MSRP on every new 2019 and 2020 F-150 and SUV in stock. Plus, any discount, you keep it. Any Ford rebate, you keep it. Any cash back, you keep it. That's savings up to $12,000 off MSRP on every new F-150 or SUV in stock. And you keep it. F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Edges, and more. $3,000 off plus any discounts, Ford rebates, and cash back gives you up to $12,000 in savings. See what's going on at Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com, where price sells cars, but our award-winning service will bring you back.
Offer valid on select in-stock vehicles. Example, 2019 Expedition Limited 4x4. Stock number 19196, MSRP 69890. Rusty Eck Ford discount $3,000. Alternative retail customer cash $9,000. Sale price $57,890. Not all customers will qualify. With approved credit plus tax and dealer fees, all Ford rebates anywhere. Offers cannot be combined and expire 2/29/2020.
A conservative Kansas legislator is pursuing a proposal to prevent transgender high school and middle school students from playing on sports teams aligned with their gender identities. The LGBTQ rights group Equality Kansas is denouncing the proposal from Republican Representative Michael Capps of Wichita. Capps told reporters his goal is athletic protection for girls. But a Kansas City area Democrat representative, Brandon Woodward, called the bill repugnant. Kansas Republican lawmakers failed to get a proposed anti-abortion amendment to the state constitution on the ballot. Abortion opponents responded Friday by moving aggressively to block a bipartisan Medicaid expansion program backed by Democrats and GOP moderates. The amendment would overturn a Kansas Supreme Court decision last year protecting abortion rights. The House vote was 80-43. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers who want to minimize partisanship when they redraw the state's political boundaries will make one final push to change the process before it begins again next year. But creating an independent commission to guide the work appears to be a lost cause. Several proposals to create an independent commission to draw legislative, congressional, and other districts have stalled, including one vetoed by Republican Governor Pete Ricketts. The Nebraska Department of Motor Vehicles is warning residents of two phone scams targeting licensed Nebraska voters. In the first scam, the callers claim to represent Amazon or Apple, warning that the targeted victim's account has been hacked. The caller then requests a photo of the front and the back of the victim's driver's license to verify their identity. followed by a request for their bank information. The second phone scam is calling, claiming to represent the FBI, and then requests a photo of the front and the back of the victim's driver's license, followed by a demand for money. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Tom Holly was sworn in as commissioner, appointed to fill the remaining term of David Beyer, who had resigned. Public Works reported the repair of the abutments only on the Waterville Bridge would cost some $80,000 to $90,000. To repair the abutments, pins, and hangers would cost over $300,000. There is the possibility of a grant to assist with the project. This is an 80-20 competitive grant. If the county would agree to pay more than 20%, there would be a good chance the grant could be secured. Estimated cost to rebuild the bridge is $2.5 million. Commissioners agreed it would be worthwhile to match more than the minimum to secure the grant. Public Works will continue to look into the matter. A working list of bridge projects for the year was presented, which include grant work on a bridge on West River Road, bridge north of Oquito, and two bridges south of Lillis, and a Bison Road bridge. Commissioners discussed a review of expenses dating back several years that showed erratic balance shifts that demonstrated more than $350,000 in county funds were funneled by former Marshall County Clerk Sonia Stoes to pay personal bills. Stoes was recently sentenced to 32 months in prison on charges of misuse of public funds and is to pay restitution. The matter raised the question as to a mill levy reduction for the Agency on Aging that resulted in transfer of funding to maintain sufficient budget. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard concerns with Rainbow Road from Larry Loringle, who also inquired as to the process and consideration of establishing a countywide road maintenance system. Commissioners made no commitment. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with wind farm attorneys in executive session, advising the road use agreement terms are being negotiated. Metal Dark Hospice is offering a grief and loss support group at noon Tuesday, February 11th, at the Washington County Hospital Conference Room. Focus on living with loss and discussing topics of grief and loss you may be facing after the loss of a loved one. Group members will have a chance to share if they're comfortable and be able to connect with others experiencing a loss. If you'd like to attend, the meeting is Tuesday at noon at the Washington County Hospital Conference Room. For details, phone 632-2225 for Metal Ark Hospice. Catherine K. Wiltz, age 82, of Marysville, passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Albany Cemetery at Sabetha. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Catherine K. Wiltz. Raymond O'Neill, age 84, of Beatty, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, north of Beatty. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond O'Neill. Loretta Neiman Stiggy, age 96, of Washington, passed away February 5th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Loretta Stiggy. Mike Vaughn, age 76, of Beatty, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30. Rosary at 10 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial at St. Patrick's Cemetery at Beatty. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mike Vaughn. On the Marysville Senior Citizens lunch menu today, beef tips, egg noodles, Capri blend vegetables, bread, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, tropical fruit, and cake. Check of the school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball will host Riley County this afternoon. Freshman Boys Basketball at Wamega this evening. Parent-Teacher Conference at Marysville Elementary this evening. Grade 6 music concert this evening at 6. PNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Surprise all your loved ones with gifts from Owens Originals in Washington. They not only have your flowers and balloons, but candy and snack bouquets for the sweeter and hungrier Valentines in your life. Plus delivery to Hanover, Lynn, Washington, Morrowville, and Marysville for only $5 on Valentine's Day. If you want the very best, call Owens Originals today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, it does look like we're going to see dry weather across the area all the way into Tuesday night. Few clouds here and there, but we do have a low pressure system that'll move in from the north across the central and east central parts of the Midwest Wednesday into Wednesday night, bringing a little bit of some rain and snow showers. Otherwise, for the end of the week, it looks like we'll have dry weather with mostly sunny skies. Temperature-wise, mild temperatures, but we will see a cool down as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, we'll start off sunny skies and then increasing clouds, 42. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies, lows 25. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny in the lower 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 20s. For Wednesday, isolated chances of rain and snow, then a chance of rain, high 44. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-teens. That's like your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February, 40. Record high on this date, 67 in 1999. The average low, 20. Record low was 6 below 0 in 2001. Sunset this evening, 5:56. Sunrise in the morning at 7:25. 21 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
He loves me. He loves me not. You know, if he loved me, he'd surprise me with a unique gift from Sunflower Mercantile and Barnes. They have vintage Valentines and figurines, glassware and crystal, and furniture for all my upcycling projects. He loves me. I wonder what he's getting me from the Sunflower Mercantile.
An unlikely hero emerges in clutch time for the Jazz. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the game on the line, Utah's Bojan Bogdanović shook off his shooting struggles by hitting the shot of the night.
Ingles holds it, fakes a pass, finds Bogdanović, contested three.
Good! Bojan Bogdanović! Bojan Bogdanović!
On KZNS, Bogdanović's three at the buzzer lifted the Jazz over the Rockets 114-113. In the nation's capital, Ja Morant continued to separate himself as the early favorite for NBA Rookie of the Year.
Top of the key for Clark. Flips to Morant. Smith got a hand on it. Four on the shot clock. Morant jumps it underneath. It got deflected. Gets it back. Has to hoist a deep right wing three. Ring it up! Put three on the board!
On WMFS-FM, Morant became the first rookie this season to record a triple-double, finishing with 27 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds in the Grizzlies' 106-99 win over the Wizards. This is ABC Sports. It's now official. Sources tell ESPN's Jeff Passan the Dodgers and Red Sox have agreed to a new deal that will send 2018 Most Valuable Player Mookie Betts and pitcher David Price to L.A. for outfielder Alex Verdugo and two prospects. The original deal was held up due to concerns over a medical review of Twins pitcher Brizdar Gratterall. He will be heading to the Dodgers in a separate deal that will send pitcher Kenta Maeda to the Twins. On the ice, the XL Energy Center in Minnesota became the Colorado Avalanche's latest home away from home.
Loose puck picked up by Nathan McKinnon. Nice piece of work to get it loose for Cale Makar. Now back from McKinnon, top of the circle, shut through traffic. He scores!
On Altitude Sports Radio, the Avalanche scored all three of their goals in the second period to beat the Wild 3-2 for their 18th road win of the season. The United States women's soccer team punched its ticket to Tokyo with a 3-0 win over Canada in the title match of the CONCACAF Women's Olympic Qualifying Tournament. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville wrestlers finished runner-up in the Silver Lake Invitational by half a point on Saturday. Novotny and Cromie win championships. Second place finish to Shampoo and Parker. Consolation wins for Bakken and Lott. And a fourth-place finish for Cadillo. Marysville basketball team swept Centralia Saturday. Marysville girls win 56-42. Marysville boys victorious 61-48. Championships in the Pioneer Conference basketball tournaments at Diller-Odell. Diller-Odell finishes fourth in the girls' division, dropping to Sterling 43-28. Falls City Sacred Heart wins the title over Lourdes Central Catholic 31-26. On the boys' side, Fall City Sacred Heart over Johnson Brock in the championship 52-30. Lord Central Catholic took the consolation over Tri-County 45-43. Friday night basketball and girls play. Marysville beat Abilene 42-38. Centralia down Frankfort 57-49. Valley Heights beat Axtell 58-22. Lynn topped Troy 49-33. And Wetmore bested Washington County 34-32. In boys' play, Abilene beat Marysville 66-51. Centralia took Frankfort 60-46. Valley Heights over Axtell 41-40. Troy beat Lynn 48-37. And Washington County trimmed Wetmore 49-47. Makeup game Monday in a broadcast feature. Frankfort tips off at Washington County. Girls and boys play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Contact Inline Construction of Marysville for a new farm or commercial building. Inline can help plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total packages available, including concrete. Call the guys today, 562-5525. Inline Construction, providing quality work at reasonable prices.
Good Monday. I'm Sid Smith with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. United States ethanol exports stayed strong last year despite the trade fights and domestic regulatory barriers. The Renewable Fuels Association says that the United States exported nearly 1.5 billion gallons of ethanol last year, or more than 9% of its domestic production. That total is second to only 2018's record of 1.7 billion. The United States stayed a net ethanol exporter, sending more than $2.4 billion worth of ethanol to more than 70 countries, with Brazil ranked first, followed by Canada. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper gave comment.
We've been able to turn to the export market, to the international market, and increase exports and use that as a way of balancing supply and demand and keeping solid footing under our industry and our margin structure.
As export barriers continue to come down with trade deals with China, Canada, and Mexico, the United States ethanol looks for domestic relief from losses to Environmental Protection Agency waivers for oil refiners. But Cooper suggests it's going to be a constant battle.
We've got the most competitive, lowest cost, cleanest source of octane on the planet. And if we just have the ability to compete and the ability to enter a free market and let the customer choose, we have no concern about where our industry is headed. But we don't have that free and open market today. We don't have it domestically, and we certainly don't have it internationally.
Ethanol exports to China fell to zero last year after topping 200 million gallons. Distiller grains used for livestock and poultry feed also fell. The overall DDG exports topped $2.2 billion, the fifth highest on record. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. India and the U.S. are set to complete a limited trade deal later this month during President Trump's visit to India. His trip is scheduled for February 23rd through 26th, and the limited trade deal will likely include ag products. Virtually all pork production in India is in the backyard, and so there's no significant pork industry in the country. But India does not allow pork from the U.S., while pork from other nations is allowed. So the National Pork Producers believes India should lift its de facto ban on U.S. pork, remains hopeful that the limited trade deal will reverse that ban. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer met with Canadian Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland in the last week to discuss ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Last month, the president signed USMCA into law, which once implemented will provide much-needed certainty for many agriculture products. Both U.S. and Mexico have ratified the USMCA, and Canada is expected to follow suit in the next month. And traceability continues to be a widely discussed topic in the cattle industry, but producer sentiment remains divided. Buzz Iliff, the president of the Illinois Beef Association, says if the U.S. is going to continue to be a successful player in the global market, embracing traceability will be crucial, he said, because some of the foreign animal disease threats from African swine fever to foot and mouth, it's critical that we know where the livestock is in our state. Now, Indiana cattle producer said after several years of successful mandatory premise ID for cattle, sheep, swine, goats, and others, he said it makes sense. You know, if you have a disease outbreak, they can contain it and keep the spread pretty localized. While support is increasing, the NCBA does not have an official position on it. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Well, phase one came and, well, kind of went, and in its place comes the coronavirus. More about the market reaction after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Jerry Goodell of Midland Research is at the microphone today, and let's talk about China, which seems to be in the news every day. It had been for phase one and the market reaction to phase one's signing, and now it's the threat of coronavirus spreading over here. Jerry, how would you analyze the market's reaction to the coronavirus news, both the equities and the commodities?
Well, there's some logic to have a little caution, but I think the market has really kind of overdone it here from the point of view that, yes, it has had 7,000 or 8,000 people in China. There's very minor impact in the U.S. so far from that point. This is a flu season around the world, at least the Northern Hemisphere. So I guess I'm a little surprised that it's had this much significance, but it has to do as much with the investing community from the stock market and across the board. That's unknowns are not happy for the stock market or the investing community.
It seems a little deja vu-ish here. We've had overseas health scares in the past like SARS and Ebola. The markets react negatively, and after the sell-off, there's a buyback. Is that likely to be the case here?
I think it will. I think the other thing is added to this agricultural impact is the fact that implementing the recent U.S.-China trade agreement was going to take 30 days, January 15th to before the February 15th. And then you put in the Chinese New Year that also took people away from the markets. And people definitely are cautious about the whole idea of China was going to be able to get some of these lofty objectives that, and that wasn't something that wasn't discussed in this market for quite some time, but you put it all together and we've got kind of a setback mentality, which I definitely feel like that there will be some Chinese impact. And the one thing you got to think about here too is the fact that yes, we might not see the $40 billion that's been touted around here in this year. The biggest thing is that, last year, we only had 9 or 10. If we go to 20 or 25, and that's a big.
And even the best year was 29, wasn't it?
Yes, and that was like, I think 13 or 14. And then the one they're using is 17 as a reference point from there. So that's the thing that's wild about it. It's important and that kind of stuff. I think it is the emotions, though, that sometimes hits the U.S. Investment community and the agricultural world in the short term.
Jerry Goodell of Midland Research, back after this.
Southeast Nebraska's largest inventory of used vehicles. Get into Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram's used megastore
for their highest volume month of the year. Right now.
Twin Rivers used megastore is high volume.
Low hassle.
Credit score shot?
No worries. They got you.
How about payments as low as $99 a month?
You need a truck?
They don't call it truck town for nothing. Twin Rivers used megastore.
New vehicles daily.
Payments as low as $99 a month. Only at Twin Rivers used megastore. West Court Street, Beatrice, and online at Twin Riv.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 21 degrees. Winds have diminished overnight. Highs around 40 on tap for your Monday.
Mid-America Network Sports. Number 3 Kansas has another 20-win season, and Coach Bill Self has his 700th career victory as the Jayhawks beat TCU 60-46. It's their 31st consecutive 20-win season. Iowa State held off Kansas State for a 73-63 win. The Cyclones led by as many as 21 points and played the final 13 minutes 46 seconds without star guard Tyrese Halliburton, who sustained an injury just seconds before halftime. Number 1 Baylor's school record winning streak has reached 20 games as the Bears won in a 78-70 victory over Oklahoma State. Christian Doolittle scored 27 points and played a critical role in helping overcome West Virginia's defensive pressure early to lead Oklahoma to a 69-59 win over the number 13 Mountaineers.
Marysville Bulldogs took a pair hosting the Centralia Panthers Saturday. Marysville boys win the late game 61-48, double-digit first-quarter lead and never looked back, paced by Jackson Rader with 17, scattering five trays, four of those in the second half. Matt Holly had 15, all in the first half. Dalton Denner with 11 points as Marysville improves to 12-3. Centralia led by Ian Haverkamp with 14 points in the loss, 61-48. Panthers dropped to 9-6. Marysville girls led all the way, winning 56-42 on the strength of Sammy Bartle's 16-point ball game. Madison Runnebaum came off the bench with a dozen. Marysville girls improved to 7-8. Centralia led by Morgan Kramer with 13, 10 of those in the second half. Kennedy Becker had 11, 10 of those in the fourth quarter. As the Panthers fall to 10-6, Marysville girls win 56-42. MHS at Rock Creek Tuesday, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1 at Clay Center Friday. Centralia is at St. Mary's on Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Marysville wrestlers finished runner-up in the Silver Lake Invitational by half a point on Saturday. Novotny and Cromie win championships. Second place finish to Shampoo and Parker. Consolation wins for Bakken and Lott, and a fourth-place finish for Cadillo. Marysville basketball team swept Centralia Saturday. Marysville girls win 56-42. Marysville boys victorious 61-48. Championships in the Pioneer Conference basketball tournaments at Diller-Odell. Diller-Odell finishes fourth in the girls' division, dropping to Sterling 43-28. Fall City Sacred Heart wins the title over Lourdes Central Catholic 31-26. On the boys' side, Fall City Sacred Heart over Johnson Brock in the championship 52-30. Lourdes Central Catholic took the consolation over Tri-County 45-43. Friday night basketball and girls play, Marysville beat Abilene 42-38. Centralia down Frankfort 57-49. Valley Heights beat Axtell 58-22. Lynn topped Troy 49-33. And Wetmore bested Washington County 34-32. In boys' play, Abilene beat Marysville 66-51. Centralia took Frankfort 60-46. Valley Heights over Axtell 41-40. Troy beat Lynn 48-37. And Washington County trimmed Wetmore 49-42. 47. Makeup game Monday in a broadcast feature. Frankfort tips off at Washington County. Girls and boys play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Have you spotted any new food trends in 2020? We will share a few of our observations on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Singer Roberta Flack has a birthday, and the singing telegram was first introduced on this day in 1933. We're a month and change into 2020, and already one of the year's predominant food trends is becoming evident. Vegetables. Veggies are even making solid inroads in the snack aisle, from popped lotus seeds to puffed chickpeas to cauliflower crackers. And the breakthrough flavor of the year appears to be coconut. We've seen coconut-flavored waters, coconut yogurts, and coconut flakes in just about everything. And some producers are selling whole baby coconuts packaged with a straw. Punch the straw into the fruit and enjoy fresh coconut milk on the go. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac.